Hilariously Melbourne. Choosing Fifi, Feb and Nick for your mornings is almost as easy as choosing the right electricity provider. Lumo has great deals and is 100% Aussie owned. Join Lumo today.
I've had a life-changing experience, boys. And I say life-changing, it's going to sound very mundane and you're going to be disappointed, so don't get too excited, Fev. I just know this is going to, you're going to go, is that all it is?
You got me up and about.
I know, but when I say this, like I am now, something I've been doing my whole life, I've changed. And now moving forward, I'm going to do it completely differently and I'm embracing this change. No. Guys, have you heard of or ever used fabric conditioner?
I heard a spoon drop four rooms away at Fev's house.
That was Toby dropping a spoon. That was a perfect opportunity. That was unbelievable timing.
I bet you that was Toby.
It was Toby.
A two-year-old son. Is this what boring is?
Is that for your clothes?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
Okay, so here's the thing. Through lockdown, I was on socials one day. One of my girlfriends, Tracy Bevan, actually, Michael Bevan. You might be familiar with him from The Masked Singer.
Michael Bevan.
Former
Australian one-day cricketer champion.
Tracy loves her shopping, and she always puts up specials she's found at the supermarket. And she...
Hold on, that's like... That's her Instagram, Tracy Bevan.
Yeah.
It's just like an Instagram shopper docket.
It's her life. It's her life. But then she gets excited over shopping specials she finds. And then she gets me excited. Anyway, she went through the fabric conditioner she used.
Yeah.
And she swore by.
What are you?
She said the best is rainforest. Don't know about that. So I've tried some rainforest. And then I'm about to try. I haven't got this, but I bought it. It's like a vanilla. Vanilla and something.
I got the vanilla for my towels. Unbelievable.
I got the vanilla for the towel. There's one with roses, Boxy.
Really?
The roses on it. It's got like...
But how am I my age
I've
only discovered that you can put this into your washing machine and your house smells fragrant, your towels smell amazing. My clothes. I can't stop smelling myself. Omo and they weren't... Yeah. They wash... But they don't make them.
But do you use
like
a eucalyptus wash or anything?
Forget
the words out of your mouth. I can't have the eucalyptus.
No, you can't have that.
I can't have my clothes because it's too much. It reminds me of having a cold.
You just hate the forest.
No, smells like a hospital.
The forest is just a bit. No, I'm not into. I've got the forest on at the moment. I want that.
There's
buttery,
nothing better, Boxy,
smell.
When you. There's nothing better because I fold the clothes. Mm. When you fold the clothes, and each time you fold a towel, it whiffs up into your nose. You're like. Takes you on a journey. And then when you put your clothes on, when they're clean and it's got that smell, there is nothing better than having a nice smelling shirt straight from the laundry.
Yeah, but how did I not know this? I thought it was one of those unnecessary add-ons, fabric conditioner.
Man.
But it's my new thing. I'm excited about it. In fact, I'm going racing through this rainforest one.
Do you put extra in?
Well, yeah, because I want to get rid of this. So I just want to get onto my next bottle of it. And then I want to buy some more today.
Yeah. Mate, I'm with you, bro.
Fabric conditioner.
Leon's just written, have you seen this in chat?
No, what's
too much fabric conditioner can encourage mold to grow in your machine, Fee.
What are you doing? You're a buzzkill? You're a buzzkill. What do you mean?
Well, why would you say that?
Yeah. What's this?
I was just trying to help you.
What, Leon's the
buzzkill?
Just buy
a new one. It's under warranty. Yeah.
Everything's open and we're talking about fabric softener. That's the buzzkill.
101.9 The Fox.
And we're coming back, Melbourne. Freedom is here. A lot of small businesses, though, still doing it tough. And let's be honest, that it'll take a while to recover. The best thing we can do is get around the small businesses. And here on the Fifi, Fev and Nick show, we're still writing you commercials.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Small business.
Not a lot of small businesses have the disposable cash to buy a commercial on a radio station, and we've got hundreds of thousands of listeners right now, and I'm going to put the spotlight on a small business, and you can register for us to write you commercials. We've got a registration page at fox.com.au, and you know what? Nominate friends, family members, maybe your parents. They don't even have to listen to our show. We want to get around them and help them, and now we are joined by Kirsten, who's the manager of Kevin the Flower Shop, a florist based in Bentley. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
Kirsten, thank you for applying to have a commercial written for you.
Oh, thank you.
Kirsten, just double checking, is it Kevin the Flower Shop?
Yeah, that's it.
That's a great name.
And I love this. There's no Kevin. There's no Kevin involved, is there, Kirsten?
No, there isn't. I was just watching Bloodlines, the series, and I thought,
great
that's
show.
Really... Yeah, I thought, Kevin's always getting up to trouble, into trouble. And yeah, I just thought, it's a hilarious name for a shop.
Kevin the Flower Shop. It's such a good name. And tough times. You started your business in March, and then we've gone smack bang into another lockdown. So
yeah.
I've written you a commercial, Kirsten, for Kevin the Flower Shop.
Yeah.
I know, she doesn't seem confident. No, I'm going to get confident.
You'll do the full WWW.
Unfortunately, you don't have a WWW website, so I couldn't get that in.
Kirsten. No, we're working on it.
Here is your commercial. Feel free to use it wherever you like, but here it is, debuting on the Fox.
Bring the beat, man, win, yeah. Kevin, I can see your flowers all the way from here. They look lovely on the window pane. I'd love them as a gift or maybe for a wedding. Every kind, I see them all on Instagram. Now everybody asks me where I got my flowers from. They're just perfect and they're worth it. After years of looking for flowers, now I'll put them first. Put them first. 'Cause Kevin, it's you. You're the flowers I love. You're the flowers I need. You're the only flowers I see. Come on, Kevin, it's you. You're the flowers that give your all. You're the only flowers I call. When I need flowers from the top, I go to Kevin the Flower Shop. Kevin the Flower Shop, it's you, baby. Kevin the Flower Shop on Instagram. Whoa. At Kevin the Flower Shop.
Wow. Wow.
Jesus, long.
Yeah, real long.
Wow.
Oh my God. You know when someone does the Star Spangled Banner Feb before the Super Bowl and they do a bit too much of it? If you, just, you go get to it, come on.
Kirsten.
Yes.
Is that okay?
That is so great.
So that
good. Is better,
so
better than I imagined.
Oh, you're so kind,
you
Kirsten.
Oh, it was great.
There you go.
It's just memorable, and yeah, we're going to have people flocking in.
Kevin, the Flower Shop. It's such a memorable name. I just realised, though, the whole reason I picked Love on Top was to get to that final line, and it did take me a while to get there. But
can I just hear the very start again, Josiah?
Oh, yeah. Are you serious?
This is my favourite bit.
Good effort, luck though. With Kevin the Flower Shop.
Thank you so much, Fifi.
That's
oh my God.
Absolute pleasure. Get around, Kirsten, on Kevin the Flower Shop. That's on Instagram at Kevin the Flower Shop.
Yeah, get around all small businesses as well. Fox.com.au. If you are one and you want us to plug us, register your details in there. You could be having that happen to your small business.
Sorry, did you not get the Instagram at Kevin the Flower Shop in the song?
I think I did, yeah.
Oh, you did? Yes, you did.
1019, The Fox.
Now, I'm going to have a really raw, honest moment with you guys. Because
hold on, is this?
I've met someone.
Do you mean an actual raw honest, or like an influencer just talking about a new skincare range?
No, real raw honest. Probably, okay. Yeah. You know, look.
Or me talking about every plate.
No, I'm talking about. Okay, here's the truth.
Journey.
We do breakfast radio. We get up really early. Our alarms go off at 4. We get up and we get into the studio with an exuberance, a passion. I love this job. I love. It's an honour to sit here and be part of Melbourne's morning. Love it.
You're leaving. This
morning, I could not wake up. Like, I went through 2 snooze alarms and I was in such a deep sleep. And anyway, I got up, forced myself up. I walked into the bathroom with my eyes closed, stood in the shower with my eyes closed, went, no, these just aren't opening. And I considered...
Conjunctivitis?
I thought that. Then I thought to myself, I think I need a personal day. What's happened? I physically can't do the job today. And then I went,
why don't you just say you had a COVID test yesterday?
You're right.
I've only got a few weeks of that left.
Mate, use it.
Well, anyway, I thought, what's going on here? And then Part of me actually thinks it's a lag effect from 2 weeks of ISO with two small children in the house on my own, and I really had, that was quite full on. But I'm exhausted. And then I thought, no, you know what's happened here?
Mm-hmm.
Friday afternoon, went to girlfriend's house with the kids, had dinner. Yeah. Saturday, Trixie, kids party, went to the party, hung around, talked to the parents, came home. Yeah. Yesterday, the whole family over. Like, I had my brothers, my nephews, my dad, put on the whole lunch. I ordered takeaway, but still, I had to set the table. Talked to the family all afternoon. Then a girlfriend popped over later in the afternoon. We sat on the couch and chatted for an hour. Can't do it. I just realised I am so... It's like not being match fit to socialise. It's killed.
That's 100% what it is, Box. You had a big weekend, but don't ever put it down to making lunch because you ordered it. I had to set the table. It takes 2 seconds.
No, I know, but I think it's the...
you know what it is.
Socialising.
Socialising.
It was the other kids' parents...
Yeah, at the party.
At the party. Yeah.
In one ear, out the other.
There's nothing worse.
And I forgot. And then after the party, and she's my girlfriend, so I didn't mind, but one of the kids came back to the house with her. So we sat on the table and talked for a couple of hours while the kids are on the trampoline.
What do you talk about?
Just life stuff. I actually really like hanging out with my friends, don't get me wrong, but I'm not match fit. And 131060, let's open the phones, and you can call the show anytime, by the way. You don't even need to be asked to call us. We just love hearing from you. But I'm interested, was going out too much for you? Did you leave lockdown and realise, no, I need to ease into this?
This is why I am so up and about this morning, Boxy, because I did nothing.
You just kept on.
You know how we put on Fifi, Fev and Nick, they had a thingo saying, what did you get up to on the weekend? Where'd you go?
Mm.
Did you see that little question that Mars put up on our Instagram feed? Yeah. I just wrote COD and drank.
Which is what you did.
That's all I did.
Because I even saw on friends' Insta stories. I've got a girlfriend that lives sort of St Kilda in a apartment building. And on Saturday afternoon or evening, she did a little like a when I got the camera out and said, "Look how quiet everything still is." See, I think people. I'm not saying I know agoraphobia is a strong word, but I just feel like people are maybe not wanting to go back out necessarily. Like you've either got Leon or Nick who go hard, and I don't think Leon went home over the weekend. But I don't know, was it a bit much for you? Have you gone out in tentative stages? Are you still like Fev and you haven't been out? 131060, where are you at with this? Or are you just partying hard?
I over socialised so much on Friday that I couldn't talk to the Uber driver properly. I was like, "Hello, mate, what it is, where are we going?" Too much socialising.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We're talking about freedom. Did you go hard over the weekend? Are you exhausted from doing stuff? Or maybe you're a bit tentative about even going back out. Tell you what, they can take back traffic. Friday afternoon, school pickup, and then I had to sort of go to my girlfriend's maybe three suburbs away. Took me about 45 minutes, just stuck in that bumper-to-bumper school traffic.
Get on the pushy fee.
With the kids.
With the kids.
Yeah, get one of those things in, little sleigh at the back.
Another girlfriend got knocked off her bike because someone opened a car door. I don't know anyone who rides a bike that hasn't been knocked off, so it's never happening.
Me, the big dog,
it's only a matter of time.
It'll happen.
It's only a matter of time.
God!
Traffic was a nightmare.
What's with the down and news with Fee today?
Jesus. Mate, she's tired. That's what happens, mate.
I'm over here dancing. Come on, Fee, we're out and about.
Albert in Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Albert.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, Albert, did you go out on the weekend?
No, I didn't. It's just I'm absolutely knackered from lockdown has increased work. I've got so many mates. They're all just so tired from working. We just got no energy to do anything.
I hear you, Albert. Yeah.
Vault. There's no more Vault nightclub at Werribee Plaza. So you've got to go all the way to wear a bit of mint.
So, Albert, are you going to work yourself up to it? Like, have you got anything planned where you're going to go out for a night, or are you just like,
I don't know. Like, I'm a delivery driver, so I've been out the whole time.
Yeah.
And just especially, as Fee said before, Friday night, the traffic just absolutely ended me. It's been taking me 5 minutes to get home. I was in Dandenong, it took me 2.5 hours just to get home.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know what you need after that, Albert? A bloody fun night out. That's what you need. Come on.
101.9 The Fox.
And there was a famous hangover on the block this season, the block going gangbusters, just smashing, dominating everything in the ratings. And it returns tonight, 7:30 on Nine, final week. And we're joined by the boys who, and they will understand why I'm saying this, but had an absolute shocker last night. Josh and Luke, you're back.
Hey, guys. Morning, guys.
Now, before we go into last night's episode, this is breaking news. Luke, congratulations. You're having a baby.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. You're a baby girl. So my fiance's now 17 weeks pregnant. So we're very, very excited.
That is so great. Now, this is all in Women's Day today. It's in the that's how we found out, and exclusively breaking this morning. I love about this is a beautiful photo of you and Olivia there, Luke. And I love that, Josh, you're in the photo as well, because that when you're twins.
It was so funny. They wanted Josh in the photo, and we're just trying to figure out how to get him in the photo. It was really awkward.
Hey, Josh, you know now that they're having a baby, a little baby girl, you're done now. Like, once you have a baby kid, your friendships just, they go. Aww. That's it.
They're brothers.
That's done, though.
I feel bad for poor old Lukey. He's going to have to rely on me for most of the social life. He'll have to live through me now. So.
That is a great point, yes.
Go hard for your brother.
Go hard for your brother. Good stories of the weekend.
You can always rely on me for that, mate. No dramas.
Now, this is great. In your personal life, this is such good news that you won't mind me reflecting on last night's episode. If you missed last night on the block, let's just hear the judge's reaction to the room reveal.
What?
That is beyond ugly.
I'd say that is horrendous.
Where is the bloody respect?
Look at all this crap on the kitchen bench. I think they need to grow up.
This is inexcusable. It's a pigsty.
Mm-hmm. It's incomplete anyway. What an absolute disaster.
There's two words for this, and one of them is cluster.
And with one of the lowest scores in block history, Josh and Luke came last with 8 points.
Now, it was the spare room basement garage debacle. That Josh, Luke, how did that play out? How did that feel? And where do we go from here?
Well, we're part of a special group now, the 8 Point Club. So, we got a bit of a spanking, and the last few weeks were really tough on us because we were making so many changes to the house in those last final weeks. So the house was an absolute mess because we completely redid our living, dining, and things were just all over the place. It was just chaos every single day. So, for the judges to comment on the mess, which was a job site, kind of went in one ear and out the other because we knew we were going to clean as hard as we could before the final day. So we knew we were going to get it done.
Now, boys, I think that you're going to maybe come auction day. I reckon you boys will actually sell for the most.
Wow.
Because this is how they build it up. They build it up and they'll hammer you guys. You're in everyone's mind. Come auction day, you boys will make the most money.
Well, mate, that's the plan. We're definitely the dark horse, and that's where we'd like to sit. But we've got a really good house. Like, at the moment, it's very family-orientated. So we do believe we've got a shot. So you never know, mate. It's definitely gone that way in the past. So hopefully it follows suit.
How? Now, boys, this weekend is the auctions are happening. Is that right? This weekend?
Next week.
The following one.
Next week.
Luke, get your dates right. It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Now, there's a lot of, obviously, people from interstate, and we know it's Ronnie and Georgia at WA. How is that going to work? Is everyone coming in?
Well, Ronnie's doing Celebrity Apprentice, I believe, and that's filmed in Sydney. So he will be in Sydney. I don't know about Georgia. Obviously, she'll have to come, and she'll have to do 2 weeks quarantine. Quarantine.
Quarantine? No wonder you stuffed your house up. Hey, do you boys make sure you speak to Scotty Cam and all the producers to make sure they vet all the buyers, just in case they're not scammers?
Well, after last year, to be honest, if we get a scammer that puts down $1 million, we won't be complaining. So that's up to them to figure out. But I'm pretty sure this year that they're going pretty hard looking at the buyers, making sure they're actual buyers this year, so that doesn't happen again.
That's so
and
true.
If we do have another scammer by our house, we'll just be labelled the biggest cheaters of all time. Which is that
Well, look, we wish you luck. We're loving it. We're going to be watching tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9, The Block. Josh and Luke, thanks again. And Luke, congratulations. What an exciting time for you.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, boys.
Hey, Boxy.
Yes.
Are they gone?
Yeah, they're on hold, Fev.
Okay, I didn't realise they were brothers, man.
Are you joking?
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
That's what I said. Mates are gone and you go, they're brothers. I didn't know. I don't watch the show.
The whole time.
You do watch it.
I don't watch it.
I thought you would. What do you mean you don't watch it?
They're not on. They're
yes,
gone.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
They're on.
Can I speak to Josh?
No, hang on. Don't put them back on.
Yeah. Josh and Luke. Fev's just realised you're brothers.
I don't watch the show.
I play COD.
Twins. They are identical twins.
Mate, we play Fortnite, but we still have time to watch it. Come on, you're
Fortnite.
On
Fortnite. Come across the COD, boys. Come across the COD. Don't play Fortnite. They're for 12-year-olds. Come to COD.
At all is.
Well, send us your PSN number and we'll link up.
Righto, boys. We'll get in the gulag.
And it's not even like it's their first show. Like, I watched them all through Love Island. They're the most famous twins on television.
You can't watch what you can't have. I don't watch
Love Island. Oh, I see. Anyway, boys, well done. Good luck. And apologies, Fev just realised you're brothers. That's strange.
Right,
okay.
Boys.
No worries, boys.
1019, The Fox.
Okay, now, guys, this is always a bit of fun. Now, there is a TikTok trend. It's gone viral. People are obsessed with it, and it is a hypothetical question.
Hypotheticals, time for us to test the team. Let's ask a question and see what they say.
It's called the immortal snail. Let's talk about this, boys. Uh-huh. I'm going to pose this hypothetical, and let's discuss what we would do. In this hypothetical scenario, the immortal snail, you're given $1 million. So you get $1 million, bang.
I say yes.
And you're not only are you given $1 million, you're made immortal. So you're going to live forever.
Yeah, I'll take that.
But
hold on.
You're going to be hunted down by a snail with a fatal touch for the rest of your existence. So you're living forever, but if this snail who's hunting you down touches you, it's fatal. So then it's all over anyway.
Hold on. Only $1 million? I know that sounds greedy. I don't know if a million's good enough to get you through forever.
Yeah, but you're going to have a job. You can just have the million to make more money. Money makes money, bro.
So what would you do?
What would I do with $1 million?
I would take it.
Yeah. I would take the challenge.
Yep.
Because I'd never let the snail get me. I'd build a fortress around me that could never ever touch me.
Step on it. Look at it. It's a snail. It goes really slow.
But if you touch it, you're done.
You're done.
I'm with Fev. I would take it.
Yeah, of course.
Because I get the million and I've got forever. So I'm going to be around in 100 years.
Live on high ground.
I'm going to figure out how Zuckerberg and Bill Gates did it. So then I'm going to make my million like 100 billion by then.
Yeah.
And then even if that snail gets me in 100 years, that's enough. Like immortal's not great. Let's be honest. Who wants to live forever? No, thanks.
Me.
Really?
Buy a boat, live on the boat, snails can't get
but
you there.
All your loved
live on higher ground,
left.
Snail can't get you.
We got
make new loved ones. What's wrong with you?
But you're also going to be like 400. Like, again, you're going to look 400.
Yeah, but you don't age, man. You don't look.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, you can.
Nobody's got the Tinder age they're looking for. I'm looking for 25 years to infinity.
In 400 years, mate, imagine what you'd be able to do to yourself. You could live forever by then. You don't know.
I think you'll be tired.
Roll the dice, baby.
Yeah.
So you're going to do it, Nick. Would you do it?
I'd definitely take the money. I've got a feeling that I'd just have a big party a few weeks in and feel so rough the next day. Just go, where's that snail?
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, we haven't done this for a while, but it's always fun to chat about influencers.
Social media is your life. You're an influencer. Your job is to get them likes.
They'll be back. Influencers. Well, they will be back because it's been hard to get out and about and look and show people your wonderful life when you're stuck in lockdown. The influencer in question is, her name's Olivia Mathers and she lives in Queensland. She, I just had a quick look through her page, a lot of bikinis. And I think that gets you the likes. So you can build your following on the back of bikinis. But then you get lots of people to want you to endorse their products. Yeah. Now, Celeb Spellcheck went missing. Remember, she resigned. Now, if you're not familiar with Celeb Spell Check, it was the person in Melbourne who was calling out influencers for their spelling mistakes, for their hypocrisy, for their lack of awareness in certain situations.
Love
and
it.
She's popped her head up, which I just think was funny because this was quite humorous.
Well, you say she, but we never found out who it was.
You're right. They popped their head up.
Yeah.
Because I agree. I think people wanted to think it was a young marketing somebody, but no, I reckon it was a man.
You reckon?
Because don't you paint yourself as something that you're not, so no one's on your trail?
I reckon it's one of the influencers that's in the click.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, I think it's more likely to be you. Like, I feel like...
I'm an influencer and I'm in the click.
Of course you are.
If Fev's in charge of something called Celeb Spell Check.
here he goes. Hey, don't bring the show down, bro.
Now, Celeb Spell Check has called out Olivia Mathers, and it is quite funny. So Olivia did some Insta stories on the weekend. Yeah. She found herself in a situation where she had to mow her own back lawn.
Yeah.
And she did, I just looked at the stories. So she's in a bra top and some very short shorts. And
I
bet you did. She's mowing the lawn. She's doing some weeding, but it's more the words that she attached to this post. I will read them out. I've had tears throughout this process. I probably need some sad music if you've got it.
Sorry.
So she's mowed the lawn and she's done some weeding.
Say process.
Oh, yeah.
And her tears throughout. It sounds like her legs aren't covered up. She's mowing the lawn.
Here we go.
She said this. I've had tears through this process. Happy tears. Because I'm just so proud of myself. It's so easy to be faced with an unknown new situation and say, I can't. But I found that I can.
Has to be making fun of that.
No. Legitimately, she mowed a lawn and she's taken a moment to say to the world, look what I did and I'm crying because of what I achieved.
Happy.
Mate, I feel that, I don't know if you've watched all her story though, Boxy.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who is very observant. And I think she's done this over a couple of days. She's done a great job. She did a great job with that.
I take that back. That lawn, she's got zero garden. It's just a lawn.
It's just a lawn, yeah. She did the whippersnipping. So she's mowed the lawns in her runners. She's put the weeds in the bin in her runners, but whippersnipped in thongs.
Yeah.
Again, that's where she's at.
She mowed a lawn. She's crying as if she's just cured an incurable disease.
You know what? Jim's mowing's better than Olivia's thoughts.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb, and Nick are powered by Lumo Energy. Victorian residential customers are winning thousands in free electricity credits in the ultimate power draw. Competition ends 19 December 2021. Tickets apply.